Hi everyone, welcome to the final devotional of 2022. We're going to close the year out with a psalm. Let's turn to Psalm chapter 73. Psalm chapter 73. A psalm of Asaph. Truly, God is good to Israel, to those who are pure in heart. But as for me, my feet had almost stumbled. My steps had nearly slipped. For I was envious of the arrogant when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. For they have no pangs until death, their bodies are fat and sleek. They are not in trouble as others are, they are not stricken like the rest of mankind. Therefore pride is their necklace, violence covers them as a garment. Their eyes swell out their fatness, their hearts overflow with follies. They scoff and speak with malice, loftily they threaten oppression. They sell their mouths against the heavens, and their tongue struts through the earth. Therefore his people turn back to them and find no fault in them. And they say, how can God know? Is there knowledge in the Most High? Behold, these are the wicked, always at ease. They increase in riches. All in vain have I kept my heart clean and washed my hands in innocence. For all the day long I have been stricken and rebuked every morning. If I had said, I will speak thus, I would have betrayed the generation of your children. But when I thought how to understand this, it seemed to me a wearisome task, until I went into the sanctuary of God. Then I discerned their end. Truly, you set them in slippery places. You make them fall to ruin. How they are destroyed in a moment, swept away utterly by terrors. Like a dream when one awakes, O Lord, when you rouse yourself, you despise them as phantoms. When my soul was embittered, when I was pricked in heart, I was brutish and ignorant. I was like a beast toward you. Nevertheless, I am continually with you. You hold my right hand. You guide me with your counsel. And afterward, you will receive me to glory. Whom have I in heaven but you? And there is nothing on earth that I desire besides you. My heart and my flesh may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. For behold, those who are far from you shall perish. You put an end to everyone who is unfaithful to you. But for me, it is good to be near God. I have made the Lord God my refuge, that I may tell of all your works. Amen. So I want to invite you right now to think about someone in your life who seems to be more financially well off than you. Do you get envious? Think about someone who's doing well romantically and is in a happy relationship. Do you get envious? Think about someone who doesn't believe in Jesus and thus doesn't spend a chunk of time from their week devoted to church or kingdom work, and so he or she has ample time to do other things in life to build themselves up, like studying more or working longer hours or acquiring a different position because of their extra free time. Do you get envious? In life, we'll often find ourselves at the crossroads of comparison and envy. This is a sure reality, so much so that the Apostle Paul says that he has found the secret of contentment, not being in a place of worldly need, not needing anything else added to his life. But isn't it true that when we compare ourselves to others, perhaps even to unbelievers, we'll often envy them and what they have, even to the point where we start to question, just like the psalmist did, wondering if this is really worth it. How can God know? Is there knowledge in the Most High? Is this worth it? For all the day long, I have been stricken and rebuked every morning. Perhaps you may really be able to resonate with the psalmist here. Someone who is constantly living for the Lord, and yet no one seems to be on your side. And you feel like perhaps maybe sometimes God is not even on your side because of how well others are living their lives and you aren't. But this is exactly what the psalmist was wrestling with. This wisdom psalm helps those who sing it to rest content even when unbelievers seem to get along without a care in the world. It's easy for us as Christians to be tempted to join the arrogant and wicked and thus reject God. But this psalm reminds believers then and today that the path of the wicked leads to their ruin. To follow their ways and their decisions would be brutish and ignorant of us. We'd only be so nearsighted that we think this world is it. But let's be reminded today that these different paths between the faithful and the unbelievers are not merely temporal, not just of this world, but it is eternal. Each one is going either near God or far from God. A nearness or separation that will apply both now and in the afterlife. As we close out 2022 and start 2023, let's choose to be near God. The reality is that the tendency to compare and the temptation to envy the wicked are inevitable. I can promise probably that most of us will at one point in our lives, perhaps many times in our lives, will find ourselves envying the wicked and their way of life. And so the question is not whether we will face those situations or not, but the question is, how will you respond when you find yourself comparing yourself with others? As it says in verse 23, let's choose to continually be with the Lord. He is the one who holds our right hands, who guides us with his counsel and his wisdom according to his power. Your heart and flesh may fail. Your heart may find yourself wandering in envy, but know that God is the strength of your heart and your portion forever. And so how can we be near God? Well, according to verse 28, you can be near God by making the Lord God your refuge. I believe that means that in all situations, in all circumstances, when you compare yourself with others and are tempted to envy the wicked, turn to the Lord and remember that he is better. And when we tell others of the mighty works of our God, we're able to rest content in the supreme power of our God. And so I hope and pray that this will be the reality for you today, tomorrow, and every day throughout 2023. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word today. And Lord, we thank you for a very honest psalmist to be able to share about the envies that he has, how he had almost stumbled and how his steps had nearly slipped into the life and the way of the wicked. But Lord, we want to turn to you. We want to have a pure heart, knowing, Lord, that you are good and you are powerful, that you alone are God. And Lord, choosing to follow you each day is worth it. It is worth it because there is an everlasting joy that you give to us. There is a promise of complete shalom and peace and joy and hope. And as we're past this Christmas season, but just still remembering who Jesus is in our life, God, we want to continue to put Jesus at the center of it all. And so, Lord, teach us, just as the Apostle Paul discovered, teach us what the secret of contentment is, what it looks like to look at other people's lives and to know that we have enough because we have Jesus. And so, Lord, we thank you, and we thank you for the help of your Spirit in this area. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for joining us for our devotional today. And I want to just thank you for joining us for our devotionals in 2022. I hope that you can continue to join us in 2023. And let's continue to abide in the Lord and rest in him and receive his words each day. Have a great day.